This leads me to some other final questions about sex. Is any kind of sex between consenting adults okay?
Yes.
I mean kinky sex, or even loveless sex, or even gay sex.
First, let's be once again clear that nothing is disapproved of by God. I do not sit here in judgment, calling one action good and another evil. Now, within the context of what serves you or disserves you on your path of evolution, only you can decide that. There's a broad-based guideline, however, upon which most evolved souls have agreed. No action which causes hurt to another leads to rapid evolution. There's a second guideline as well. No action involving another may be taken without the other's agreement and permission. Now let us consider the questions you've just asked within the context of these guidelines. Kinky sex? Well, if it hurts no one, and is done with everyone's permission, what reason would anyone have to call it wrong? Loveless sex? Sex for the sake of sex has been debated from the beginning of time. I often think whenever I hear this question that I'd like to go into a room full of people someday and say, everybody here who's never had sex outside of a relationship of deep, lasting, committed, abiding love, raise your hand.
Let me just say this. Loveless anything is not the fastest way to the goddess. Whether it's loveless sex or loveless spaghetti and meatballs, if you've prepared the feast and are consuming it without love, you're missing the most extraordinary part of the experience. Is it wrong to miss that? Well, here again, wrong may not be the operative word. Disadvantageous would be closer, given that you desire to evolve into a higher spiritual being as rapidly as you can. Gay sex? So many people want to say that I am against gay sexuality or the acting out of it, yet I make no judgment on this or any other choice you make. People want to make all kinds of value judgments about everything, and I kind of spoil the party. I won't join them in those judgments, which is especially disconcerting to those who say that I originated them. I do observe this. There was once a time when people thought that marriage between people of differing races was not only inadvisable, but against the law of God. Amazingly, some people still think this. They pointed to their Bible as their authority, even as they do for their authority on questions surrounding homosexuality.
You mean it is okay for people of differing races to join together in marriage?
The question is absurd, but not nearly as absurd as some people's certainty that the answer is no.
Are the questions on homosexuality equally absurd?
You decide. I have no judgment about that or anything. I know you wish that I did. That would make your lives a lot easier. No decisions to make, no tough calls, everything decided for you, nothing to do but obey. Not much of a life, at least in terms of creativity or self-empowerment, but what the heck, no stress either.